The Georgia Radio Reading Service now presents your Disability Rights Independent Living Update for May 2017.
All for one, one for all, united we stand, divided we fall, is probably best known as the motto of the Three Musketeers, written by French author Alexandre Dumas and published in 1844. It means each individual acts for the benefit of the group, and the group acts for the benefit of each individual. I wonder if this is true of the disability community. Do people with disabilities value unity? Do we work towards common goals? It seems to me that in the greater community, the differences of people with disabilities, rather than our sameness with everyone else, is usually what is noted. Maybe the concept of sameness is not useful here. The Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, does not expect everyone to be the same, but uses the notion of equality of opportunity. Some would say the notion of normal is a fictitious one. There is no normal for people with disabilities or people without disabilities. Normal is just a cycle on the washing machine, is a quote attributed to Whoopi Goldberg, award-winning actress, comedian, radio and TV host. I would argue that while within the disability community, we each have our own story, our own experiences, and our own labels and diagnoses, that is, our differences, we also have shared experiences, involvement, and exposures, that is, our sameness. The barriers we face as people with disabilities, including access to education, employment, healthcare, housing, and transportation, to one degree or another, impact us all. And we all have experienced stigma, pity, shame, assumptions, and underestimations. Centres for Independent Living, like Disability Link, are one of the few organisations that are cross-disability. Everyone who identifies themselves as a person with a disability is welcome to participate in our services and programmes. We can gain the strength of numbers by joining forces, benefiting from each other's experiences and insight through peer support. We can tackle together the shared barriers. We can provide high expectations of one another. We are a community that can say, been there, done that, and we truly know how it feels and can offer appropriate empathy and understanding. So maybe Centres for Independent Living are not full of sword fights or the use of muskets. However, there are considerable efforts to address the injustices, abuses and absurdities, just like the plot of The Three Musketeers. If you're not already involved in your local Centre for Independent Living, please come and join us. You can contact us through the statewide Independent Living Council at www.silcga.org or calling 770-270-6860. Disability Rights Update is the who, what, where, when and how of advocating for your rights and brought to you by Disability Link, a grassroots, not-for-profit, peer-led Centre for Independent Living. Please contact Disability Link at www.disabilitylink.org or call 404-687-8890. For the Georgia Radio Reading Service, I'm Linda Pogue.